Maxine Formancero was born June 16, 1925, in Wichita Falls, Texas. She attended the University of Texas, where she met her eventual husband, Jack Zero, and moved to Tulsa when the couple married in 1947. The mother of three children, Maxine, like her husband Jack, was an active volunteer with a number of Tulsa-area organizations. Among her many associations, she has served on the boards of the Center for the Physically Limited, the Mental Health Association of Tulsa, and the Gilcrease Museum. Maxine and her family have been recognized for their active and generous commitment to the Jewish community, mental health, homelessness, and social services. Jack Zero joined his father and brother Henry in the family business, Sooner Pipe and Supply. The iconic Tulsa firm enabled a great deal of the family's philanthropy and employed, among other friends and family, the Zero's son, Scott, who passed away at age 54 in December 2012. Like his parents, Scott was active in Tulsa and the Tulsa Jewish community, and his passing is a loss to the family and to Tulsa. Jack Zero died at age 86 in February 2012. Maxine and Jack created their own family foundation and played a leading role in the formation of the Tulsa Jewish Retirement and Healthcare Center, located at 71st and Lewis. The family's commitment to fighting for the homeless is also celebrated thanks to their gift, along with the Ann and Henry Zero Foundation, of the land that is now occupied by the Tulsa Day Center for the Homeless. Maxine's story, while clearly dotted with tragedy and loss, is one of family, philanthropy, community, and commitment. And thanks to the Zero Foundation, among other foundations, this interview is made possible. Listen to Maxine Zero and her story on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.